Somebody who doesn't have to leave, thank goodness. We get to have him here all year round and all the time. Is Michael Klein. Michael is on our full-time staff at Augusta, and he's involved with setting up and running all kinds of folklore programs that we're doing here at Augusta and on the Davis-Nelkins campus and all around the state. And in addition, he's a very fine musician and will play for us at the drop of a hat. It's wonderful to have a musician on your staff when you're all tired at the end of the day. Play something, Michael. We can't stand this anymore. So I'd like to bring him out and welcome him now. Michael Klein.
Thank you, Margo. It's nice being on a staff with such wonderful leadership as Margo has provided. I think we've all felt it this week and prospered under it. Thanks a lot. Jerry had to go home early. Jerry Milnes did, and we had planned to play together tonight, but he had to go home. And the last thing he said before he left was for me to carry on just like he was here with me. A very tough order. I wanted to sing three songs tonight, and the first is by Kate Wolfe, and it's called The Lilac Bush and the Apple Tree. The lilac bush and the apple tree were standing in the wood. High on the hill above the town where once a farmhouse stood. And in the winter the leaves were bare and no one could see the sign of a house that stood and a garden that grew and life in another time. One spring when blooms were a-bursting forth and grass grew on the land, the lilac spoke to the apple tree as only an old friend can. Do you think, said the lilac, this might be the year that someone will build here once more? Here by the cellar still open and deep, there's room for new walls and a floor. Oh no, said the apple tree, there are so few who come here on the mountain this way. And when they do, they don't often see that we're standing here so far away. A long time ago we were planted by hands that went to the mines and the mills, when the country was young and the people who came built their homes in the hills. But now there are cities, the roads have come, and no one lives here today. And the only sign of the farms in the hills are things not carried away. Broken dishes, piles of boards, a tin plate, an old leather shoe, and an apple tree still bending down, and a lilac where a garden once grew.
Well, it was a real special surprise last night to see that my old friend Paul Reisler is back in town. And he's just come from up in Washington, where the Trapezoid is putting the finishing touches on a new record. And so we are all awaiting, like nervous fathers in a waiting room, you know, to see what see how it's going to be wrapped up. And Trapezoid has been the real inspiring force, I think, behind all the wonderful music that's happened here at Augusta. And we really appreciate all of them, as friends and as neighbors and as teachers and as wonderful musicians. And so it's a special treat for me tonight that Paul agreed to play some guitar with me on an old favorite number. Let's make Paul Reisler real welcome here. Thank you. I'd like to try to do the Bramble and the Rose for you. I learned this song from Tina, Liza Jones, and it'll always be associated in my mind, this song will, with her, even though it was written by a friend of hers out in California named Barbara Keith. Maybe we'll get to see Barbara someday around here, but I always associate this song, as I do so many wonderful old songs that I know, with Tina. And we're going to hear from her in just a little bit. We have been so close together, each a candle, each a flame. All the dangers were outside of, and we do them all by name. Now here's where you sing. Say how the bramble and the rose, good, intertwine. Love grows like a bramble and a rose, round each other we will wind. Now I've hurt you and it hurts me, just to see what we can do to ourselves and to each other, without even meaning to. Now say how the bramble and the rose, like you mean it now, intertwine. Love grows like a bramble and a rose, round each other we will wind. So put your arms around me and we'll sing a true love song, and we'll learn to sing together, laugh and sing the whole day long. Now say how the bramble and the rose intertwine. Love grows like a bramble and a rose, round each other we will wind. Now say how the bramble and the rose intertwine. Love grows like a bramble and a rose, round each other we will wind. Thank you. Thank you, Paul. Appreciate it. Well, I was going to sing something else here tonight, but then Tina reminded me that Old King Cole was a song that goes well with has kind of a feeling of the season about it. And she's going to tell you more about it maybe, but tomorrow is Old Christmas. And it's a sort of a favorite holiday of mine. I always think that it's the supreme salute to Southern Mountain orneriness that that wonderful old Christmas hung along even up into this century, and that we still old people around today that can tell us about it. Well, this old King Cole isn't about old Christmas at all, but it does have a seasonal feel. It's a progressive folk song, and that means that you have, like a lot of progressive things, you have to go at it kind of backwards. You start out here and you keep working back. So remember how it starts, and we'll just keep adding on. The song comes from Phyllis Marks, who sang it here for us last Christmas. Old King Cole, he called for his bowl, he called for his fiddlers three, but none of his fiddlers couldn't fiddle a bit, but a mighty fine fiddle had he. T.I. Addle said the fiddlers, all you girls, you fair Scot lads, fare thee well, my dears. Old King Cole, he called for his bowl, he called for his fifers three, but none of his fifers couldn't fife a bit, but a mighty fine fife had he. Doodle, 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 said the fifers, T.I. Addle said the fiddlers, all you girls, you fair Scot lads, fare thee well, my dears. Old King Cole, he called for his bowl, he called for his drummers three, but none of his drummers couldn't drum a bit, but a mighty fine drum had he. Drumma, 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 said the drummers, doodle, 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 said the fivers, T.I. Addle said the fiddlers, all you girls, you fair Scot lads, fare thee well, my dear. Old King Cole, he called for his bowl, he called for his harpoons three, but none of his harpoons couldn't harp a bit, but a mighty fine harpoon had he. Ring, dang, diddle, said the harpoons, drumma, 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 said the drummers, doodle, 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 said the fifers, T.I. Addle said the fiddlers, all you girls, you fair Scot lads, fare thee well, my dear. Old King Cole, he called for his bowl, he called for his weavers three, but none of his weavers couldn't weave a bit, but a mighty fine loom had he. Run it in and out, said the weavers, ring, dang, diddle, said the harpoons, doodle, 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 said the fifers, T.I. Addle, said the fiddlers, all you girls, you fair Scot lads, fare thee well, my dear. Old King Cole, he called for his bowl, he called for his farmers three, but none of his farmers couldn't farm a bit, but a mighty fine farm had he. Gee, whoa, haw, said the farmers, run it in and out, said the weavers, ring, dang, diddle, said the harpoons, drumma, 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 said the drummers, doodle, 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 said the fifers, T.I. Addle, said the fiddlers, all you girls, you fair Scot lads, fare thee well, my dear. Old King Cole, he called for his bowl, he called for his preachers three, but none of his preachers couldn't preach a bit, but a mighty fine text had he. Great God Almighty, said the preachers, gee, whoa, haw, said the farmers, run it in and out, said the weavers, ring, dang, diddle, said the harpoons, drumma, 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 said the drummers, doodle, 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 said the fifers, T.I. Addle, said the fiddlers, all you girls, you fair Scot lads, fare thee well, my dear. Thank you very much. Well, we've had a very, very nice week, and lots of wonderful visitors here, and friends dropping by, and it was extra special when Jimmy Costa said he'd come up from down around in that Hinton country there, down along the Greenbrier River, that he'd come up here and spend some time with us this week, because I just knew that was going to mean nonstop music and storytelling for 22 hours a day. And that's what it's turned out to be. And Jimmy's just getting warmed up. And Tina Liza Jones has also put in a real energetic week with us and shared her music, her talents of all kinds. So they've agreed to do a set together for you here. And let's make them extra special welcome.
Hello. This is the 12th day of Christmas, New Christmas. So let's make sure we sing You Know What after the concert's over. That's more of a late night song, isn't it? You do know what I mean, 12th day of Christmas. I don't believe Jim's going to tell you the beginning part of this.
You want to?
Uncle Dave?
All right, whatever.
Do you think you should?
I believe.
It has some old-timey concepts in it.
Oh, you mean the very first part.
The very first part.
Let's just tell them the chorus, or should we pick it up?
All right, yeah.
Y'all join in on this. This is called Poor Sinners Fare Thee Well, and it goes, oh, them golden slippers I'm gonna wear, them golden slippers
bound.
Okay. Yeah. Them golden slippers I'm bound to wear, them golden slippers I'm bound to wear, them golden slippers I'm bound to wear.
Poor sinners fare thee well.
Have we got it? You want to try it?
Yeah.
Gone down on the river, down to Jordan Stream, all them children crying, Lord, Lord, I've been to thee. Crying, oh, them golden slippers I'm bound to wear, them golden slippers I'm bound to wear, them golden slippers I'm bound to wear, poor sinner, fare thee well. Just got out the water, hadn't got very dry. If you don't mind, old Satan, boys, I'll make you tell a lie. Crying, oh, I'm bound to wear them golden slippers. I'm bound to wear them golden slippers. I'm bound to wear, poor sinner, fare thee well. Shout if you're happy.
Yeah!
Just got out the water, said it ain't but very dry. If you don't mind, old Satan, boys, make you tell a lie. Crying, oh, I'm bound to wear, poor sinner, fare thee well. They didn't believe in Jesus, not a one word he said, till he went on down to Lazarus' tomb, raised him from the dead. Crying, oh, them golden slippers I'm bound. Them golden slippers I'm bound to wear. Them golden slippers I'm bound to wear. Poor sinner, fare thee well. When I get to heaven, I know I'm going to smile. I'm set bound by my Savior's side, be one welcome child. Crying, oh, them golden slippers I'm bound to wear, them golden slippers I'm bound to wear, poor sinner, fare thee well.
Hey, Jim.
Yeah, what?
What was that man's name that had that? Oh, they were all named that one surname.
Bennett.
They were all Bennett's.
Yeah.
The man that took the rubber woman was named Bennett.
The
man that told him the story was named Bennett. His sister-in-law was the one that left the Bennett because she was a Bennett before she was married. And then she married a Bennett.
Yeah. It's a fact. They all claim that they're not all kin. You know, it's a different set of Bennetts as they get away with it down. Well, that's a different set of Bennetts. But anyway, this is a story that was told to me. I used to work in a liquor store of all places. And my coworker had a mother-in-law, and he told me one time, he said, go up and talk to mommy about something that's going on in the family, you know. So I wanted to see her anyway, so I go up there, and this is how the story goes. This fella had married her daughter, and she never did like the marriage, as she said. She said,
Lucy, I'm telling you now, Lucy done flew all over the daisies and then went and landed on a cow pie.
That's what she called this man, you know. Well, things didn't go well for quite some time with the marriage. And it finally split up, you know, and that old woman was just tickled to death about that. So one day she been around, puttering around in the house, and a neighbor called her, said to her, said, "Edney, you know that ex-son-in-law of yours? I've been a-seeing him a-running up and down the road every day with a different woman. One day's in that big truck, he's got a redhead woman. Next day, he's got him a black one." She said, well, she didn't, "Well, I don't care a thing about what that man's doing. He's out of my house, and I'm glad for it." Well, one day the fella had enough nerve to come over and visit her. And she told me, she said, "I was out in the back of the yard a-fetching me a big bucket of coal, and who but that old trashy Darlo pulls up yonder in the front yard, and he got out of that truck, and why, he's so drunk he couldn't have stood up in a post hole." Well, he come... And he come a-weaving and a-wobbling into the yard, you know, and he said, "Come here, old woman, I want you to see my new honey." Well, I told him, I set that bucket of coal down, you know, and I said, "Now looky yonder here, Darlo. You hit that road with your feet before I put you out there on your head." Well, he didn't like that, you know, and boy, he come straight at me, and I took a big hump of coal, and I hit him, and about the third lump went across his head. He got the idea he wasn't wanted around there no more. Well, you know, he left, and a couple of days I had to go over to Abraham to get my mail. So my neighbor let me out of the car, and I went down over yonder to the post office, and I was walking along, and I seen Darlo's truck kindly pulled in over there between the bushes and this here old store. Nobody's over there no more, and I seen this woman sitting in that car, in that truck. And I thought, well, I'll tell you, it's my Christian duty to tell that woman what a trashy, jakey thing she's running around with, and I'm gonna do it. So I come over there, and the closer I got to that truck, I can see pretty good, you know. Why, she just looks so weakly and puny looking. I just come and looking at her like that. And I get over there, and why, she wasn't a woman at all. It was a rubber woman. He had a sitting in that car. I was pawn and declare it was a rubber woman. I'd give that thing a punch like that, and it was just like an old jar rubber you can with, you know. Well, sir, I looked at that thing, and down there in the floor, he had a big poke full of these different colored hair pieces for it. He'd been just been putting on a regular charade with it and running around the country with it, you know. So I just kind of looked at that thing, and I thought, well, I've got to do something. Well, you know, I kept a house key on the side of my apron on a big old safety pin. I'd taken that safety pin, and I opened it up, and I jobbed that thing right up about the top of the head. And you know, that head had a flat, and its left tip blew out all at the same time. Well, I seen Darlo coming out of the store, you know. And I told him, I said, "Darlo, you better take your honey down there to the gas station and get her hot patched." So anyway, that's supposed to be the truth. I can't bear to cry it. I'm supposed to be. Now here we go.
Take my money, honey, baby, and you throw it away. Okay.
Working on the railroad, Lord, a dollar a day. Working on the railroad, Lord, a dollar a day. Working on the railroad, Lord, a dollar a day. Well, you take my money, honey, baby, and you throw it away.
Well, wake up in the morning when the ding-dong rings. Wake up in the morning when the ding-dong rings. Wake up in the morning when the ding-dong rings. Well, uncover your head, boys, we're gonna eat the same old thing. So take this hammer, load and carry it to the captain. Take this hammer, load and carry it to the captain. Take this hammer, load and carry it to the captain. Tell him I'm gone, oh buddy, just to tell him I'm gone. When you hear Lord the cuckoo holler, it's a sign of rain, oh buddy, it's a sign of rain. So take this hammer, Lord, and carry it to the captain. Take this hammer, Lord, and carry it to the captain. Take this hammer, Lord, and carry it to the captain. Tell him I'm gone, oh buddy, just to tell him I'm gone. This hammer, Lord, to carry to the captain. Tell him I'm gone, nobody just to tell him I'm gone.
Jim knows an awful lot of songs that just about nobody else knows.
I guess. No,
isn't that one of them?
Margo taught me that one.
Oh, come on.
Didn't you, Margo?
Hey, Margo.
Well, this one I've heard about all my life. You want to do this now?
Yeah.
Okay. you're so compatible, then. Let me see. I've got a buzz here. We'll have to move this over.
Got any more of that?
Oh, that's horrible. All right. All right, here we go.